What's up, everybody? Welcome to a very festive and holiday-filled episode of Ringside Geeks, your home for all you need in the world of professional wrestling and everything you didn't know you needed. My name is Dave, and joining me as always is Tom.
How you doing, guys?
There it is. The king of keyboard and controller strong style, John.
Ho, ho, ho. The champ is here.
A little Santa Claus in there. And, of course, our first lady of wrestling. And rumor has it she pulled number 13 for the Women's Royal Rumble.
Great number.
It's
great
Monroe.
That's me. Yeah, I'm taking it all to... I'm bad at promos. Yeah.
Lucky number 13.
Perfect. We'll get into charisma. That story very, very soon. But let's kick it off with our usual, our latest tradition of me asking you guys all a roundtable question. But first, Tom needs to catch up on at least one of them. So I'm going to ask him one that we both, or that all three of us answered and he was not here for.
Okay, cool.
Tom, mm-hmm. If you were building a wrestling promotion, this is the TWF.
Sweet.
And the entire industry was a free agent. Who would you start your company with right now?
Wow. That's that's a good question.
That's all I ask.
I would probably start with AJ. Mm-hmm. Just because AJ is, I believe, the best in the business right now.
Okay.
It's a good pick.
Yeah.
All right.
Absolutely. Hard to argue with that one.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right, back to everybody now, all-inclusive. Our question this week, because this is our Christmas episode, we won't have another episode before or around Christmas. So what wrestling Christmas present would you give yourself? First, your options are, you know, a ticket to any show in the world.
Oh, boy.
Which show would you go to? Let's start with John. I think I already know his answer.
Yeah, pretty easy, man. I would love to go see Wrestle Kingdom 12 or Wrestle Kingdom anything. That'd be amazing.
Yeah.
How about, actually, you know, I've always loved, like, or I guess I should say been fascinated by Japanese culture, so I would love to go over there and just...
soak it in.
Take it all in. Yeah man.
Drink it in, man. Yeah. All right, Monroe?
Just go to Kenny Omega's house. Just sit there.
I don't know if he has wrestling chill. Events at his house that are... Well, I mean, he probably does, the ladies.
They will be then.
Hey-o.
So, no, I would probably also go to Wrestle Kingdom. If not, then I would go to a Stardom show. That would be amazing. They also have a big show around that time, too. I think the night before
Wrestle Kingdom. Yeah, the night before.
So, I would like to go to, if not Wrestle Kingdom, then definitely a Stardom show. Any Stardom show. It doesn't matter.
Sure.
Which one. Yeah.
Okay. Tom?
I would probably take that big, fat WrestleMania VIP package that has everything.
Yeah, the Hall of Fame takeover, yeah. WrestleMania, Raw, and SmackDown.
Yeah, it's a good one.
Too.
Access, yeah, all that. Yeah,
that's a good one.
Yeah, that's my answer. Although I would, you know, I would. It's hard because I've been to WrestleMania weekend. I haven't done it all, obviously. Just WrestleMania and Access, and that package is amazing. But I would love to go overseas and see some Japanese culture and Wrestle Kingdom, of course. So that's 1A and 1B, I guess, would be those two.
Yeah. If I had another choice, I just seen it online, the Jericho Cruise, where it's a whole bunch of wrestlers going to be on that cruise. I think that would be a blast.
That sounds very fun, too. I'm not going to lie. Yeah.
Sure. Bring your weed.
Whoa! You can't bring that on the boat.
It's a cruise. For what?
It's a cruise. It's a cruise. All right. So that's like a live event style. But what merchandise item would you want hanging from your stocking at Christmas time, Tom?
Wow, that's a tough one. There's a lot of stuff out there. I really don't know, honestly, because I would love, you and I have talked about this at great length about having those title belts, but I don't know if you go with t-shirts or what, but
it's anything, anything you want, anything in the world. Don't settle with a t-shirt.
I want Alexa Bliss hanging from my stocking.
Too bad. Can't.
You said anything.
Or Tony Storm.
Oh, he can't have too, he can't have either of those. Oh, actually,
I can't have. I traded. I traded Tony for you.
Easy, buddy. All right.
I did.
Okay. So you're gonna be a gross guy. Okay. Cool.
No, I'll take the world title, a replica of the world title. Yeah.
Which one?
AJ's.
The WWE title. Okay.
Yeah.
All right, Monroe.
AJ's.
Tony Nese's abs.
Oh, sweet.
More than the abs. I would probably get, can I say Kenny Omega again? No. If not a replica of the World of Stardom title, then I would like, and this is going to sound so dorky, but I would love to have just like a replica of Charlotte's robe, the one with the peacock feathers and everything.
Yeah,
just
that's pretty cool.
I don't think
to be her when I walk into a building or a store or a hospital or something. So
yeah,
walk into Walmart like, hey, what's up, though?
Like, look, I made the doors open myself because I'm the queen.
So you wouldn't want like that
just anybody,
that jacket that Sasha wore at WrestleMania?
I like that, but I think I like the Charlotte thing better.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, John.
I mean, I've even looked into getting a replica IWGP Heavyweight Championship, so one of those would be like a dream item for me.
Cool.
What about all time? Like growing up and stuff. Did anything that you actually really, really wanted, wrestling wise?
Nothing that I think I would like. No, I think I'd want the IWGP. I'm fascinated by that title. I think it's the most beautiful championship that I think I've ever seen, to be completely honest with you. I used to love the big gold belt, but now that I've seen that one, yeah, that's the one that I want for sure.
The big gold belt, like the world championship?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, WCW heavyweight championship.
WCW, I hated that thing. I love that
NWO spray painted on it.
Nice.
I've always hated that thing.
I think everyone else knows what it meant, and it just, because it's pretty plain. It's just real big.
And it's like,
and
bent.
It just, you know, it's like all the history behind it. I would love to have one of those too, yeah.
The top of it's bent.
And no NWO spray paint on it, though. I want just the regular gold one.
Yeah. All right. Yeah, I mean, I've got some pretty cool merch already. The WWE Championship would be cool to have.
Which one?
The WWE, the AJ's.
AJ's, okay.
And I would have one side be AJ's logo, the other side be Finn's.
The little nameplate things.
Yeah, right. Because you can buy those too. Why not?
Yeah.
You know, something.
I was the only one that picked something that you can't really buy.
Huh? See, I was just about to say one, but I guess I won't now.
Oh no, go ahead.
I would like.
I don't want to be the only geek. Please go for it.
I'd like a match used like weapon, like a steel chair that Edge and Christian did a concerto on, like the Hardy Boys with.
That'd be cool.
You know, one or both of them, you know. And I watched the Dinner for Three with Finn and the Hardys, and it made me cringe because the Hardys, get away from
seriously?
Finn.
Seriously,
I just kept waiting for Edge and Christian to run in and hit him with chairs and sit down next to Finn and finish their dinner.
That would have been lame.
Because they're way better.
Way better.
In y'all's dreams.
Sorry, way more entertaining.
Way more.
Not even close.
Spot monkey bitches.
Stay woke.
Hey.
All right. All right. There's lots of stuff going on. We're setting up for a very, very big show in 2 weeks exactly. So I'll let John take over.
Oh God, I'm not prepared for this at all. yeah, I know. I mean, Wrestle Kingdom 12 was right around the corner. And this week we got our official card. Let me pull that up real quick.
Well, next week we'll do the preview show with predictions and everything.
Yeah, I'm not sure if Dave, do you want to be a part of that this time? Or?
Well, it'll be this show. It'll be the main show.
Oh, okay. You want to cover it like that? Okay.
Yeah,
because I was going to do a mini.
Tom will be ready for it.
Mm-hmm. Okay, sweet. Another big, I guess the biggest newsworthy note coming out of New Japan this week was the finish of the Young Lions Cup, which saw my favorite Katsuya Kitamura pick up the championship, and looks like he's going to be moving up to the main roster, which is always exciting. I'm not sure if they're going to send him overseas and have him do a, whatchamacallit. Yeah. A little tour, but we'll see.
Trick.
Yeah, we'll see. So, do you want me to go through the whole card or you just want me to?
No, we'll wait on that. What about, I have some New Japan news.
Okay, sure. Go ahead.
So the New Year's Dash show, which is the 5th, and it's similar. I wouldn't say it's the same thing, but similar to the Raw after WrestleMania.
That's right.
Jericho's booked.
Yep.
How did you find that out?
It's news.
I have sources, bro.
Wow, you guys are insiders. Well, okay, that makes a lot of sense. I honestly don't know if I've speculated this here on this show before, but I've talked to Monroe. I think that he's going to challenge Naito for the title. I think Naito's going to win the IWGP Heavyweight Championship, and then there's just been a lot of back and forth between he and Naito, so I could really see Naito winning the belt and then Jericho challenging.
Yeah, I mean, him being booked makes sense, too, so it's not a complete giveaway that he's not beating Omega, too.
Right, yeah, that as well. That as well. Very cool.
Yeah, real quick, we will be doing a post-Wrestle Kingdom show on YouTube, so make sure you like and subscribe us on YouTube. That way you'll know when we go live. We're going to try to get Tom's old ass to be there as well to watch it with us and talk about it afterwards for about a half hour or so.
It's just going to depend on my schedule.
Maybe half hour to an hour. Those are bigger shows, so we might need to take a little more time. So yeah,
I am liking the fact that I've been able to get access to a lot of New Japan stuff on the Access channel.
Yeah, it's popping up everywhere now.
Well, I read that Mark Cuban is really one of the ones behind it. He's pumping a lot of money into it because he believes in New Japan wrestling. He came out and said that. So that's a good thing.
Old news, bro.
Absolutely.
Mark Cuban.
I will say one thing that kind of came up yesterday, I guess. This is more Evolve news. They have started their own streaming service called Club WWN or something like that. And you pay them $10 a month and then they give you $5 off the pay-per-view purchase. And
yeah, I saw you like that. Saw you talking to him on Twitter about that.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I get what they're doing. They're just trying to give fans options, and I respect that. But personally, I mean, I would love to have a way to pay them $10 a month for all of their events and maybe even start following, like, Full Impact Pro and Shine.
Sure.
But, you know, if you continue to ask me to pay $5 for each event, like, that's – I just feel like I get so much more from these other companies these days.
So that's, like, their Saturday and Sunday events?
Yeah, exactly.
Wow, okay.
Yeah, well, and I mean, FIP, like, who's the guy? Austin Theory just won the FIP World Championship.
Yeah.
So, you know, you could follow those companies now, and they're kind of like feeder programs. And Shine's had some great wrestlers in the past. Monroe, who else has been in Shine? Isn't that where Athena was? Or?
Oh, man. Yes.
Athena, Ember Moon.
They've all been there.
Shine Mercedes Martinez. Like
the majority of women wrestlers in the world have been in Shine or Shimmer.
So... I mean, I would have loved to follow that, but all the excess money that I would have to pay, like, I mean, you know,
yeah.
Think about all the events you get from WWE Network for $10 a month. I don't know. I don't see the value there. Although I do understand them giving you deals. I mean, they are kind of giving you options, but whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Not for me.
Sure. But it's out there for you if you guys want to check it out. They got a lot of good
That's
talent.
That's right. And they're great. I love Evolve. Evolve is some of the best pro wrestling right now. It's better than Ring of Honor, if you ask me.
Good live show, for sure.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Move into the week in WWE. I'm sure we have at least one thing in there to talk about for quite some time, but we'll get there. From SmackDown, I'm jumping straight to SmackDown. I'm skipping over Raw for a second because in a very interesting turn of events, we had Clash of Champions last week, which wasn't terrible. You know, it could have been an episode of SmackDown, but it's still the actual wrestling was pretty good. And they got a lot of time, which was shocking. Most matches were over 10 minutes, I think, aside from the pre-show.
I think the only match that wasn't was Bludgeon Brothers and Breezango.
Yeah, I think that was, obviously a squash. But yeah, everything else was over 10 minutes, and like the tag team, Shinsuke and Randy, I think that was over 20 minutes with KO and, you know, the big booking mess. if you want to call it that, I guess. It actually was, I think, an interesting finish that made you want to kill Byron Saxton.
Oh, boy.
He just kept saying, why would Daniel Bryan do this? I'm like, it made sense, Byron. Oh, God.
he didn't understand, Dave.
I don't get it. Daniel Bryan's not, he's a good guy. You know, everything I've seen in WWE says he's a good guy. I don't know what happened before that.
Nothing. Because nothing.
Right, he didn't exist.
None of it matters.
He didn't exist before he was in NXT.
he was born there.
Right. But the fallout was Dolph Ziggler wins the United States Championship, which is kind of funny because Edge and Christian always have these people on their show, and as soon as they're off the show, they're like getting these pushes. Like, it's just happened. They have a track record. So much so that they've made a t-shirt called the Rocket Strappers. Dolph Ziggler was on the week before the pay-per-view. He wins the United States Championship. But he voiced his opinion that, you know, he doesn't mind being an enhancement talent type guy, but in order to enhance the talent, he needs to win sometimes to be taken seriously, because if he's just losing all the time and, you know, Ty Dillinger beats him, what's the big deal? And it makes sense. It's, it made sense. And he talked about leaving and, not having that thirst for the business anymore and things like that. And on SmackDown, he actually celebrated his many victories within the WWE in the past, laid the belt down, and left.
Hasn't he done that before?
Not laid the belt down. He's just kind of walked off.
But he has. I think I remember him walking out before.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
But you know, I think my guess would be, and it's maybe too early to tell. We could just wait for SmackDown on Tuesday. But my guess would be perhaps he's going to pretend to leave, set up a nice little tournament for the championship, leading to, you know, whoever wins it, and then in comes Dolph's music and new gimmick, probably. Maybe new entrance music and a valet of some sort or manager, and you have a new feud for his title that he quote unquote maybe never lost, or but he vacated it if he left it in the ring. There's no claim to it. But you know, then you set up a nice natural feud with maybe somebody new, like a Ty Dillinger, or maybe he comes back as a face and it's a heel, or who knows, you know, somebody new, somebody fresh. I don't know. I just thought it was interesting. It was better than him just coming out and saying you people are worthless and nothing happening, you know, nothing coming out of it. It at least adds a little intrigue to the broadcast.
So where does Baron Corbin go from here?
I imagine he's going to be heavily involved in whatever happens with the US title.
Okay.
As far as what?
Yeah, I think he's still involved. And from what I've read, Dolph, they're going to sell it. He's going to be gone for a little while whenever they figure out when to bring him back. We don't know, but he will be off TV for quite a while from what I've read.
Mm-hmm. Filming Fox News and sitcoms and stand-up comedy.
With the title?
No, he left the title in the ring.
Yeah, they'll address the title probably on Tuesday night.
Yeah.
So I'm confused. So he's not the champion?
He won and, you know, came out and said, you guys didn't support me or anything like that, and you don't deserve me. And so he left the title in the ring and walked out.
Okay.
So yeah, he bailed on the title, essentially, is what it is.
Sure.
Okay. Go ahead.
I don't know. I don't care. I really wish somebody else would have won that title and Dolph could have took his talents to wherever Fox News is located. Dolph Ziggler is the same person he was in 2010, and it's just, I'm over him. I don't know.
Sure, but I think it makes it at least a little more interesting than just Baron Corbin retaining it. And just my personal opinion.
No, I get it.
Yeah. Yeah, Dolph, he's not really relevant, and it's everybody, I think, is tired of the shtick, and so I think maybe he will be gone for good. Maybe he won't come
back. Doesn't it feel like Byron is losing a lot, or is it just me?
Yeah, I mean, what about Bobby Roode? He just got there. Are we forgetting that?
I mean, is this what everybody has to do now in WWE? If you're a face, you have to just lose a shit ton, and then they finally give you a win somewhere down the line?
Yeah.
I hate
that. That's how they book faces now. Hi, Bailey.
I think for Bobby, it's build-up. I think if you had him come in and just win, it'd been real easy to do that.
He wasn't, the feeling I got from him at NXT wasn't like dominant force, can't ever be beaten.
Exactly.
But yes, you're right. He does lose too much. I agree there. And especially since he should not be a face.
Exactly.
But
I guess it's okay. Not everyone has to be undefeated, but
right.
It's like, you know,
you gotta win sometime.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I mean, he's not getting the Curt Hawkins treatment.
Well, Curt Hawkins seems to be okay with it. Okay, so back to Raw before we get to the main subject of what happened this week. Anything that you guys want to cover from Monday Night Raw?
I guess just the big news, the Women's Royal
Rumble that we've been. I said, aside from that.
That's all there is.
Jesus Christ.
Dean Ambrose getting injured, so where's that going to leave them?
Nobody knows how long he's out. He had the surgery, and apparently it was an injury that happened at the TLC pay-per-view in October 22nd.
Yeah, he dropped on his table weird.
Yeah,
it didn't work. When he started wearing the shooting sleeve, you knew something was wrong.
They rewrote Raw to cover for him going on a surgery. I guess that wasn't supposed to happen. But yeah, no word on the timetable. So out of the tag team division. But that's okay, because the top guys returned. I'm surprised that wasn't what you...
I was going to say, Tom, is that all you wanted to say?
I can't believe that's not what you wanted to talk about, Tom.
Top guys doing top guy things.
He's got nothing to say. Are you drunk right now? Do you even know who I'm talking about?
Nope. Not yet.
Not yet.
Yes, the Revival returned.
Yeah.
And Tom has nothing to say. All right. All right. Damn good. Tom, that's why you're the best in the business, right?
Well, they thought, was it Slater and Rhino? Let's not break the walls down and world beat this thing. Jeez, they came back and...
They returned. It's a big deal.
Jobbers.
They returned. They were back on television. It's a big deal. Get excited. Jeez.
Yeah, I'm happy. I'm excited. But, you know, let me see where you're going to go with this.
Oh, my God.
Good point.
That's the right attitude.
Wow. All right.
Because, I mean, how many other tag teams are there now?
Two. There's like two. There's two, so it's wide open for you.
If they're not going to be up at the top, I think, like, what the hell, man?
Because, you know, Gallows and Anderson, all they're doing is selling merch for Christmas. They're not doing anything.
And they're fine with that, so what's your point?
It's a tag team division that is probably the worst I've seen in given history.
Okay, and your top guys are back now to revitalize it, right?
If you can revitalize it with two teams, I'm more than happy with that.
Oh, forget it, man. Jesus Christ. All right, let's move on because it's like pulling teeth, for Christ's sake. All right, well, let's talk about positive news, I guess, because I thought that was fucking positive, but I guess I'm wrong. Women's Royal Rumble was announced at the closing of the show, and I guess it was a surprise to everybody but Stephanie McMahon. Nobody knew she was going to say that in the ring is the word. So those emotions was real, y'all. Yeah, Women's Royal Rumble, first ever in history or herstory. Get it? See what I did there? First reactions, Monroe, I'll go right to you.
My initial reaction was excitement.
Marking
obviously,
out.
I mean, that's one of those things where, I've been waiting a long time. That's one of those gimmicks that I actually like. Because there's a lot of gimmicks I don't care for. Mm-hmm. But the Royal Rumble has always been, like, especially in my family, have been a big deal. And I've always wanted to see a Women's Royal Rumble. So initially, yeah, I marked out for it for sure.
Yeah. Top?
Oh, it's they keep preaching the revolution. And you know what? They're doing it with these matches. Hell in a Cell, women, they've been main eventing a lot more. Now Royal Rumble. It had to go in this direction. Money in the Bank had to go in this direction. I think it's great because I am a huge Royal Rumble fan. And now having the women get their opportunity is great.
It's the women's.
I love the fact when I watched it that they didn't know about it because they all broke the dreaded kayfabe because these are women that have been fighting each other every week now, and they're all happy. They're all celebrating together. So that was really cool.
Well, actually, they've all been fighting three people. They've all been banding together.
Still celebrating with them.
No, they were celebrating by themselves. Paige, like, purposely hugged those three. Anyway, it doesn't matter. But yeah, it's the women's evolution now, Tom. Come on.
Oh, yeah.
Wake up.
My bad.
John, what do you think?
I'm very happy for those ladies. And I'm happy that they're giving them this opportunity. For me, execution is probably going to be key in this because I want this to be a success for them so bad that another James Ellsworth climbing the ladder and taking down the briefcase in this match is going to, you know, throw me off. I want this to be about really revolutionizing women's wrestling, not just slapping that tag on it and calling it that. And also, I didn't care for the fact that it was Stephanie McMahon in the ring making that all about, again, the McMahons and WWE. I wish that had been more about the talent themselves. And I know they were there. But let's be honest, that was her taking the spotlight again. And she's supposed to now be, I guess, this champion for women's wrestling and whatnot. And it's just like, I don't know, man. Go back and watch the Attitude Era. She wasn't really a champion for women's anything, to be honest.
That was the worst. That segment was terrible.
I ignore all that. It's fantastic for the women, and again, I really hope that this is executed well because it could be a big step forward for the entire women's division in WWE. Actually, women's wrestling everywhere. So.
Sorry.
All right. Let's fantasy book it for a second. Let's just get a little crazy. So the rumor was it was going to be 15, but with the outstanding number of legends and former people and other stuff that want to be in it, it'll likely get bigger, the number. So the Royal Rumble is all about surprises. What surprise entrant would you like to see in this year's women's Royal Rumble, Tom?
I would like to see Toni Storm. I don't see it happening, but she'd be the one I'd want to see.
All right. Monroe?
Yo.
No.
Probably, I don't.
Okay.
A surprise?
Boy, you're struggling hard.
Yeah, because I don't know if I really care about that. I really care more about who's gonna win and how they're gonna do it. I think I care more about that than being a surprise. But to answer your question, I guess if I had to pick anybody, probably Michelle McCool. I've been high on her lately, and just because other people have been shitting on her for some reason, but Michelle McCool was a very solid talent during the time when women's wrestling was very terrible.
People are hard on her now. Like, she hasn't done anything lately. Why is anybody even thinking about her right now?
She's been acting on Twitter talking about this.
Yeah, like they've been, you know, people from the past have been talking about this announcement because it is a big deal. And she was, you know, just one of those names that's not, you know, when you think about talents and women from before this ever revolution, you don't think of Michelle McCool. But, you know, I think that she was a very solid talent at the time and she was getting better before she got knocked up, whatever happened with her. And I would like to see her return, and I would love to see her fight like a Charlotte or something like that, because I think they both have a similar wrestling style and a similar moveset. So yeah, Michelle McCool, I would like to see her in the Royal Rumble.
That's a good pick.
All right, Jab.
We're talking about the women's revolution and a lot of new talent that's come up through NXT, and Sarah Amato, Sarah Del Rey, is a trainer down there who was a fantastic independent wrestler. I would love to see her get a moment in the sun and get to, you know, kind of, yeah, just have that moment in the Royal Rumble, get out there and soak it in, because she deserves it, man. She works so hard and she's got, you know, the talent. She's got them where they need to be. She's got them exceeding, and that's what matters.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. She was an awesome wrestler. Oh, gosh. But I don't think she's at the Performance Center anymore.
She's not?
I just saw something about her being there. Like, I just saw something with her there. Maybe not there to train, but I think she was there. I don't know.
I thought I saw that she was gone. Maybe I'm wrong.
I don't know. I don't keep track of the big trainers
fan of her,
anymore.
So I would love to see her in there.
Sure. Yeah, that would be great.
I know your answer was like a legend, and I guess Sarah Del Rey's would be kind of considered that as well.
Absolutely.
Tom, any former wrestlers you'd like to see?
Oh, the Michelle McCool one was great. I do like that. And Sarah Del Rey, yeah, great. I just don't know that any of the ones from way back you would see. I don't think Alina or maybe a Trish. Trish is in decent condition. Now, I've read rumors that that Caitlyn was interested in trying to maybe make a comeback. So that's a possibility. I mean, she's cleaned herself up, so it's possible.
cleaned herself up.
Dude, she had like severe drug and alcohol problems.
Yeah, she did.
All right. According to Wikipedia, Del Rey is still in NXT.
Oh, okay. Well, okay, I thought cool. I saw something. Sorry.
But I wanted to double check because I wanted to know. You know, I'm excited for people that have been in the company and they're still there, like Alicia Fox and Mickie James. You know, perfect timing. She's still there. She gets to be a part of it now. It's awesome. Natalia, of course. And then, of course, these women that have been working very hard currently. You know, I'd love it if Alita and Trish could be involved just because, you know, love them or hate them. They were part of trying to make it better, and mm-hmm. they worked hard to do that. And I'm a Lita and Trish fan myself, so I would love to see them come back. Just, you know, obviously not to win, but to be part of it. Boy, you know, as far as you know, I want a couple surprises. Again, they don't have to win, but like Maya Yim would be awesome.
Mm-hmm.
She's injured.
Yeah, I know. Leave me alone. You don't have to just throw salt in the wound.
Sorry.
I love that woman. But I love her Instagram. She is like always in a good mood. Always smiling. But like, I don't know. It's hard. You look at the TNA people or the Impact people that left and that are rumored to be interested by the company. And maybe those could be surprise interested. I don't know. I heard, what's her name? Oh, man. Awesome Kong or Karma is rumored to be coming back.
I don't know how I feel about that, but Gail Kim, I'd be cool with.
Gail
I'd
Kim
love
would
to see
be
her.
Cool. Yeah, she kind of deserves it, I think. You know, she only did two years in WWE, but you know, she was good.
But she went elsewhere and really, right, I mean, she right. was the mainstay for TNA in the Knockouts division. So
right, she's in their Hall of Fame. Yeah,
and she recently won it and retired as a champion. So
right,
sure.
I'm just excited by it because we get two Royal Rumble matches. That's awesome. And I love the Royal Rumble gimmick. So
do I. And you know, since you said that, let me just say also, since we're still talking about it, I don't know how much time we have, but one thing I really want more than anything is that they treat this Rumble like any other Rumble. Like, don't cut
me
it
too.
Short. Don't cut out their entrances. Don't have them all in the ring at once like a battle royal. Don't have mm-hmm. them having to go under the rope because for some reason people think they're too short to go over the top rope. Like, what?
Yeah, no, keep the rules traditional. I just want it to be a Royal Rumble match.
Just, exactly. Treat it with importance. Treat it just like any other Rumble. You don't have to tell us every 2 seconds that they're making history. We get it. But treat it just like any other Rumble. That's what I want more than anything.
Yeah. All right, I got my pick. I got my pick for my surprise entrant. Serena Deeb.
Okay.
Nice.
But yeah, you're right. It needs to be treated just like it. Like you said, it can't be like the SmackDown women's whatever the crap that was at WrestleMania, where they're just all, you know, running down the ring at the same time.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Give them all. It's got to be a countdown. They got to all come out. You know, big surprises and all that stuff has to all be there. It has to feel like a Royal Rumble match. It can't be just
exactly.
a Battle Royal, because that's not special. They've done Battle Royals before.
Right.
So, yeah.
Yeah, that's all I want. No surprises, that's fine. Nothing but surprises, that's fine. I hope the winner won't be too much of a surprise. But
yeah,
just treat it like it's a Rumble, because that's what it is. That's all
so,
I want.
Do I even have to ask who wins it? I'm asking you. I think I know your answer. It's always going to be Sasha Banks, but I'm going to ask who would you book to win the first ever, the historical first ever women's Royal Rumble match?
I think there's only one answer for this one.
Yeah, I mean, last year and this year was Asuka's years. It makes no sense for anyone else to win this but Asuka. I mean, it doesn't make sense. Whatever, you know what I'm trying to say. Asuka needs to win this Rumble. She needs to come in early, dominate, and win it. That's it.
Okay.
Simple.
Is that you as well, John?
Is this a prediction or is this a who you want to win?
But both. Do both if you want.
Okay. I think that Asuka is the... I mean, I think... I would like to see Asuka win. However... I am not so sure she's going to win. I think Paige is going to win, to be honest with you.
Really?
Yeah. I feel like they're going to put over that group. And that the numbers game is going to be what leads to Asuka's demise in the Rumble.
Interesting. Well, that's who I wanted to win was Asuka. What I think is going to happen is, I think it's going to be Asuka. And I wonder where, the way I think it's going to happen is I think Paige is going to beat Alexa at the Rumble for that title. And Alexa is going to get her rematch at whichever one is in between, Fastlane or whatever. And it's going to lead to Asuka and Paige at WrestleMania. Or maybe that's what I want to happen. I don't know, whatever. But it's just a thought in my head. How about that?
Sure. Tom?
Smart Money does say Asuka, but what I would like to happen is I want to see Becky win. Because I would like to see Becky go into WrestleMania against Charlotte. And those two have always put on great matches together. So let's do it one more time. And, you know, there's been a lot of chatter about Ric Flair saying he wants Charlotte to turn heel. That'd be the perfect scenario to do it. The best friends have to break up over the title. I like it. That's where I would go with it.
I don't want Ric Flair deciding what anybody does.
No. But I like Charlotte as a heel better anyway. So I'm on board with that plan if it happens.
I like Charlotte as a heel as long as they don't use Rick as a vehicle for that. Let Charlotte go heel on her own this time.
Yeah.
Yes, because she can do it.
That's right. Dave, how about you, buddy?
Let's see. Yeah, I like Becky winning. I like Asuka winning. Part of me thinks Asuka doesn't need it. Like, it'd be like a big group teaming up to throw her out type of deal. You know, like they tend to do with monsters and, you know, dominators. Cause I feel maybe she does, maybe she doesn't. Maybe I'm just seeing it from the NXT side going into WWE and I'm not just thinking into it, just the WWE side of things, where I feel like she doesn't need it, but I understand it. I'll say Amanda, what Rose? No, I'm just kidding. I just wanted to make you mad.
You want to make her mad, say Ronda Rousey.
Oh God. I do not want her anywhere near my WWE ring in any fashion, whether it's to smack Stephanie McMahon or not. I don't care. I don't want her anywhere near it. I will say Paige.
Okay.
So there it is.
I'm good with that too.
Maybe the numbers game will come into play for the Royal Rumble.
Yeah, it seems like they would.
That's what I'm thinking.
Kind of do whatever she asks. So
I'm with y'all too. I hope we don't have to. If Ronda Rousey just walks in and somehow wins this match, I mean that's cringeworthy.
Honestly, I don't see it happening. I think they're going to put a lot more behind this because they had such a disaster at the Money in the Bank. People were ready to burn the place down because of that Ellsworth thing. I think going into this Rumble, they're going to have to treat it right because they know you almost lost people there. So you really don't want to lose them now.
But see, that's the thing, though. They don't look at Money in the Bank that way. They look at Money in the Bank as being a success because of the outrage that it caused. And because it got so much heat for Carmella, or really it was James Ellsworth the whole time.
Right.
Because people still don't give a shit about Carmella. But they look at stuff like that, and Ronda Rousey walking in and winning the Royal Rumble and then walking to WrestleMania and beating Asuka is a very WWE thing.
That's true. Worst thing for business.
So
I guess I say that from our perspective. You're right. The suits up top, they see it as a success. What Eric Bischoff say, controversy creates cash. Now you got people mad. So, okay, now I want to watch how you're going to fix this.
Yep.
But round around, I'm with Dave. I don't want her anywhere near my product.
Yeah.
I'm okay with Shayna Baszler being down in NXT and working her way through because she does have potential. Ronda Rousey is just a name.
That's it.
Yeah, like I've never been into. I'm not at all a UFC fan. It's its own thing and that's fine. I don't hate it. It's just not my thing. I thought she was overrated. You know, she did things for women in UFC and that's cool.
Mm-hmm.
I thought she was overrated. I was always more of a. What's the other chick's name or woman's name? She's in movie. Gina Carano.
Mm-hmm.
I liked her better.
Well, she's been exposed. This, what I don't like is the MMA world, which I am a fan of. But you have these people who get destroyed in MMA, and you want to move some of them over to the wrestling side and call them monsters. I just watched you get destroyed. A monster you are not.
Right.
Brock Lesnar was not a monster in MMA. Same with Rousey.
With Rousey, I could see people like Becky beating her easy. There's no competition. Whereas you look at somebody, and again, it's because we have the bias of watching the history and knowing her, someone like Asuka, or when you look at them, somebody like Tamina or Nia should bowl over somebody like Rousey.
Mm-hmm.
When I see somebody small, obviously smaller than Becky is, but Becky, I think, is stronger than Rousey.
She's stronger and she's got a better skill set going into what she does. Ronda Rousey is just a grappler. That's what she did. That's why she's gotten beat, because she's not a boxer. She's not a fighter. She is in her own niche.
Yeah.
Which I do not believe translates to professional wrestling, other than the fact that she's a recognizable name.
Right.
That's
right.
It.
All right. I think some people need to understand that there is a difference between UFC, MMA, and professional wrestling. Absolutely. It is not, so similar to where you can walk in and just get it like that. I mean, there are stories about Kurt Angle when he was training that he caught on very quickly. I mean, it's Kurt Angle. He's very, very talented, obviously. And he also had an amateur wrestling background, too, which kind of helped. And then you look at people like Matt Riddle, who had a 1 year of training after coming out of the UFC, MMA, whichever one he came from, I'm sorry. To be honest, when he started out, he was kind of eh. But as he wrestles more and more, not main event some big show, of the biggest show of the company, but as he wrestles more and more, he's getting better and better. He's getting over merch, all this other stuff is happening for him, and he's doing that as time goes on. And when you have somebody like Ronda, who's only had maybe half a year, maybe a year, and you want her to throw her into the Royal Rumble, the first one ever, and then throw her into WrestleMania like that, I don't like that at all.
I don't know if you guys remember as much as I do, but I equate it to go back with a guy like Ken Shamrock.
Gotta move on.
Because Ken Shamrock, he had to earn his chops to move up, and I believe he did. He wasn't terrible, wasn't the best thing ever, but it was believable the way he trained and worked his way into that position.
All right. Yes, I think we've talked about Ronda Rousey enough. All right, let's keep moving, wrap things up here. We are at we talked about already with Wrestle Kingdom. We are at the turning point, essentially, of the calendar and of the wrestling buzz, I guess. It's kind of all excitement from here till
that's right, man.
March or April.
Things really heat up.
We got Wrestle Kingdom, and then we've got Royal Rumble, and WrestleMania will be here before you know it. So things are going to move fast and crazy, and it's going to be a wild ride on the way with, who's jumping ship from this company and this blah, blah, blah. But then also match of the years and all this kind of buzz that's about to begin, that kind of stuff all over again. So just prepare yourself.
And of course, the XFL.
Yeah, that's coming up. We're going to just talk about it for a moment. I got a few news items here we can touch on before I get to my question that we're going to close out with. Your topic, I guess. So Dean Ambrose is injured. We talked about that already. USA Network is going to air the first hours of Raw and SmackDown, the first hour, completely commercial-free next week. So your Christmas Day and the Day After Christmas episodes will be commercial-free for the first hour.
And John Cena's back!
Shut up. nobody cares. The 2018...
That's why I said it how I did.
I know, I get it. I don't know why you brought it up at all. The 2018 Hall of Fame rumored entrants have already begun. See, it's already starting. Rumor has it that Goldberg, Bam Bam Bigelow, Ivory, the Dudley Boys, and your celebrity entrant, of course, is Kid Rock. Wonderful. But those other names, I'm hoping, means Goldberg won't wrestle anymore. Let's just put him in the Hall of Fame and forget him.
Please.
Rumor is Batista is another name that might go into the Hall of Fame, but that is if, and that's the next story, he does not come back, and right now he is heavily, reportedly, considering a full-time return. Not part-time, full-time. He does not want a part-time schedule, which is weird considering how much work he's getting in Hollywood. And he's doing well, too, by the way.
Very well.
So, yes, Batista, the rumor is he is considering a full-time return. Let's just hope he sticks to Hollywood. That's where I prefer him.
Let's hope he doesn't wear skinny jeans and rip them down the aisle.
Well, that's entertainment. Brock Lesnar, your Universal Champion.
Oh, he is? I forgot he was. I just hadn't seen him in so long.
That's my point. Here's his upcoming schedule for 2018 that we know of so far. Take from this what you will. It could either mean he loses the title to Kane or Braun, or he just does not appear on the show for a very long time. So, January 1st, Raw. January 8th, Raw. So that's the Rumble buildup. He will not be on the two go-home shows of Raw, because his next appearance is then the Royal Rumble. So Jan 1, Jan 8, nothing, Royal Rumble. His next appearance, though, is a complete month later.
Wow.
The February 26th Raw event. His next appearance after that, another month later, at a live event on March 30th. Not even TV.
Let's put this in perspective that this man gets paid a lot of money to do nothing.
Well, he gets paid per appearance.
Well,
okay. So he gets paid for his appearances. A lot of money. April 8th.
Should do nothing.
Right.
Like you said.
Exactly.
So March 30th, the live event, which is, you know, the road to WrestleMania live events. And then April 8th, WrestleMania 34. So there you go. For the next 4 months, he's got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 on the schedule.
Terrible.
A little more than one a month. He's hard working hard.
Well, yeah.
He's working hard for 2018.
Well, he's a draw, you know, guys. Come on.
Well,
I mean,
this is the top
title on the show they call the main show.
These new tax laws, he's got to work a little harder.
The Monroe, that you're looking for the words flagship show.
Still.
All right.
Only two titles on Raw, and that's Intercontinental and the tag team title.
All right. Well, the women's title's there.
Not really.
Oh, come on. It's there every week. All right.
Not since October.
So Vince McMahon sold $100 million worth of WWE stock to start Alpha Entertainment and has begun as of today, actually, Thursday, gobbling up all of these trademarks for the XFL, including He Hate Me. Remember that guy?
They'll return.
Yeah, he's going to be like their announcer, is my guess, or something. I don't know.
Probably like commissioner or something.
head of player. Player.
Don't give that guy a mic.
No.
Please, God, don't give that guy a mic.
No, please give him a mic. Let this crash and burn, please.
But, hey, listen. There's a chance that if Vince is going all in with Alpha Entertainment and, you know, doing XFL and entertainment enterprises like concerts and stuff like that, he might be stepping away from the WWE day to day.
That's exactly what I was thinking, Dave.
Or he can bring that shit into the WWE.
No,
he's keeping it separate. He does not want.
He wanted to keep it separate. No, he wanted to keep it separate because he knew, he came out and said it would destroy the stock value. So he's doing this on its own.
Yeah, I don't see.
He just sold stock of WWE, and the stock price has tanked a little bit today. So I mean, it is affecting it now. So. If his intention was to not use WWE to do this, then he kind of went back on that today. I mean, he sold how much? $100 million worth of stock? That's a lot.
But what he's doing is, it's not going to be under the WWE banner. It's this Alpha Entertainment thing. And I'm with Dave. This could remove him. He's going to be pretty busy. So maybe he's not going to have as much time to be involved in everything. And hey, let's let Triple H run things and see where we go.
Okay, so let's that's the thing. Let's be hypothetical. Let's think about this. If he does leave, how are we so sure that Triple H is the one who gets full control? I mean, you still have Kevin Dunn. You still have a lot of other guys who are writing for this show.
Well, I say that
able-bodied kids.
No, but see, I see they've been grooming Triple H for this.
Mm-hmm. I don't know.
All this time down at NXT has been his playground.
Stephanie, and that playground
is sweet.
Stephanie and Shane aren't booking. They're not producing. They're doing other things, of course. I don't know how much. I don't really know how much Shane is involved in the background.
I don't know that he is much at all.
Other than being an on-screen person. I can't say that. I have no idea.
I don't know.
But I don't. What you know,
I
could, aside from
what
Kevin,
I can honestly see happening is someone coming in and buying WWE at this point. Like Disney because Disney is buying everything.
Oh, let's not do this. These Star Wars haters.
I don't believe that'll Disney happen. I don't think Vince will ever part with that.
I think it would be tough to get it out of the McMahon family.
Yeah, that's if you want to relate it, I would say cold dead hands is maybe the only way that works.
You never know. But yeah, so the story I wanted to bring up is the XFL maybe coming back. It's just fun. Just funny.
Hilarious.
Man, nobody wants to have fun talking about something insane.
Hey, all right. Manziel and Kaepernick can get a job now.
Well.
Wow.
Tim Tebow.
Tebow can get a job. Look at that. Everybody gets a job.
Listen, you want to go
Jay Cutler.
You want to go conspiracy theory about all of this. Donald Trump attacks the NFL. Ratings have gone down. Donald Trump was a part of the WWE for a little bit. And now WWE is starting up a football company. You know, I'm just saying.
Well, not just that, but I mean, Linda McMahon is a part of his cabinet.
Exactly, right.
And the McMahons were huge donors to their to the Trump Foundation and all that stuff back when it was going on. So
personally, I don't think it's a Trump connection. I think Vince is such a businessman. He sees that the NFL is down. The ratings are down.
Tom, so we're just having fun with it right now. I'm not getting serious.
No. It makes sense if you look at it like that. But I'm looking at it just from here's a guy that knows he wants to make money. Why not? Hell, I'll start a football league if it'll make money.
All right, let's move on.
LeVar Ball.
I'm moving on.
BA.
I'm moving on. All right. Ricochet and War Machine are headed to NXT, allegedly, in 2018. I think it's pretty much all but done. All right, WWE.com has listed their top 25 matches of 2017, which means they're not putting much stock in the three shows that are left, as far as being high-quality matches. They're already... No? Nobody? Okay. Top 25 matches of 2017. We'll run through it all, but I wanted to give you guys a chance to tell me your favorite match, your number one or two, or, you know, however many you got in the top of your head, matches of 2017, just from the WWE brands, Raw, SmackDown, NXT, 205 Live, whatever, and the pay-per-views thereof. So, who would like to go first?
I'll go. My favorite match from WWE this year was John Cena versus AJ Styles from the Royal Rumble.
The title match.
Yes, sir.
Any reasoning there? Or just want to leave it at that?
I loved what they did with Cena's character. I love seeing him get frustrated in that match. Mm-hmm. The only thing I would have changed is having AJ win, because I really think AJ could have used that big, like, hallmark win in his career, even though I know he got it over Cena. He never got it in a title match.
Sure.
And I would have liked to see that. But otherwise, just I think, again, you know, a phenomenal performance, for lack of a better word, from both those guys. So
perfect word.
the Finn Balor match is a very close second place. What puts it over the top for me was the stage and the build for that Cena match was far better.
Sure. You're talking Finn and AJ?
Yes. Yeah, yes. Yeah. Finn and AJ from, what was it?
TLC.
TLC. Yeah.
All right. Who wants to go?
Oh, I can go. My favorite match of the year, I go back to NXT Chicago, Tyler Bate and Pete Dunne.
That's an easy one, yeah.
The easy one. It was phenomenal.
Oh, you could pick NXT?
Oh, yeah, any brand.
Ooh.
Oh, I didn't know you could pick NXT.
I said that in the text.
Yeah, you did.
Oh, I missed that.
I just said it now, too.
All right, well, I'll stick with mine. That's fine.
Okay. Well, and if I had to give honorable mention, of course, I'd say War Games, because it was such a big moment for me to have War Games back.
Two NXT ones for you. All right. All right. Monroe, do you need more time to think?
No.
Oh.
Well,
I give you more time. I'll do mine.
Go for it, then.
Okay. Yeah, I was going to go Bate Dunne, but since Tom took it, I'll go with John's Alcerand, the Finn and AJ. I just had a lot of fun with that match.
Yeah, dude. I think, honestly, mine has to be Bate and Dunne. That was the most sensational match I've ever seen in my life live. So.
Right. Being that it was live, I kind of took that out of it because I was there, so it was a little different for me.
Yeah. That just, for me, that was everything I loved about pro wrestling balled up into one 10, 15-minute match. That was let's talk about it. I mean, we didn't even talk about them having that rematch this week.
I have it in my notes here. I don't know why I skipped it and went to the news to give her more time. NXT this week, Dunn and Bate had a rematch, which I did not get to watch yet. Good I heard, God. Heard it was just,
oh, I haven't
just
watched it. I'm gonna have to go back.
Just as good. These guys cannot have a bad match together. And the Undisputed Era are your NXT Tag Team Champions.
Mm-hmm.
So there you go. Just build it up like, to Adam Cole winning that big title.
I hope Dunn and Bate, they get more exposure on more shows because we're seeing them sporadically, but these two guys are so good together. And like you said, they can't have a bad match.
Together.
Yeah.
All right. Monroe, do we eat up some time for you?
Well, obviously Bate and Dunn is there, but to be different, I'm going to go with Asuka versus Ember Moon. I think it was also in that same show.
That was Brooklyn? Yeah, Asuka or Ember was injured at our show.
That's right.
Oh, that's right. Sorry, the takeovers run together. But
yeah, they do. It's hard to remember.
That match, I think, really showed what happens when you let two women wrestlers that can wrestle.
Yeah.
Wrestle. That's what happens right there. Not those on the microphone, not those that can talk, not those that can frown, not those that are big, not those that are whatever. Those are wrestlers who are allowed to wrestle, and it was amazing. Also, honorable mention, I'm going to say, is the Triple Threat Intercontinental number one contender match they had on Raw between Miz, Seth Rollins, and... Finn Balor.
Finn, yeah.
That match was a really great Raw match, which they rarely have. So, that's a honorable mention. Also, Charlotte and Bayley had an amazing match too.
All right. All of the matches we've said ended up on their list of top 25, which is good.
Yes.
Where was Bate and Dunn, if you don't mind me asking?
I'll get there. Okay, there.
All right.
There are two women's matches on this list. Shane and AJ made this list. But okay, so 25 down, very recent, very good match. The December 11th Intercontinental Championship match between Roman Reigns and Cesaro is number 25.
Mm-hmm, good match.
KO versus AJ versus Jericho, triple threat for the US title on SmackDown Live, that one Jericho event he came back for in July. Bobby Roode versus Shinsuke for the NXT Championship at TakeOver Orlando. That's 23. 22, Cena versus AJ versus Bray versus Dean versus Miz versus Baron Corbin Elimination Chamber. That's 22. 21 is Charlotte versus Bayley for the women's title on Raw on February 13th. Was that a main event match?
I don't remember.
Well, that's hard to remember that Raw shows. Number 20 is, I think, your only cruiserweight match. I could be wrong. Jack Gallagher versus TJP versus Cedric Alexander versus Mustafa Ali versus Noam Dar Fatal 5-Way Elimination Match from February 205 Live episode. I actually do remember that. KO versus Roman for the Universal Championship at Royal Rumble. Here you go, Tom. Sanity versus Undisputed Era versus AOP and Roddy Strong War Games match.
It's number War Games.
18. Okay. 17 is Finn versus Roman versus Joe versus Seth versus Bray in a Fatal 5-Way at Extreme Rules. 16, Aleister Black versus the Velveteen Dream at War Games.
Oh, great match, too.
Number 15, I'm upset he's on this list at all. Goldberg versus Brock Lesnar at WrestleMania for the Universal Championship. Unbelievable that that's on this list. 14, Roman versus Seth on May 29th, Raw. I don't remember that. Dean and Seth versus Cesaro and Sheamus for the Raw Tag Team Championship at No Mercy.
They wrestle so much.
I know. Shane versus AJ at WrestleMania 33 is number 12. Usos versus New Day. SmackDown Tag Team Championship at Battleground. Fantastic match.
Yes, it was.
Mm-hmm.
Rounding out our top 10 here. Top 10, number 10, Finn versus Seth versus The Miz. Triple threat match on May 1st on Raw.
Yep.
Big Show versus Braun Strowman from February on Raw.
That's a top 10.
That's a number 9.
That's where the ring... Is that the one where the ring broke?
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, it's so stupid.
Oh, God.
Here you go.
Again.
We didn't mention it, but this was definitely one of my favorites of the year. AOP versus DIY versus The Revival NXT Tag Team Championship match. TakeOver Orlando.
Wow, oh, yeah. That was this year. Holy yeah. crap.
I felt like it was at least two years ago. Underrated match, yeah.
Very good match.
That's why I didn't think about it. I can remember that was this
year. Match from Chicago made it, because that was a good one, too.
It was. Yeah, it I just rewatched that recently. Yeah, that was real good because of what they're building down there in the NXT brand for the next TakeOver. I cannot wait.
Psycho Killer.
It's coming.
All right, number seven, The Demon, Finn Balor versus AJ Styles at TLC. Great match. That was my pick. Number six, Asuka versus Ember Moon, NXT Championship match at TakeOver Brooklyn.
Amazing match. Go back and watch it, guys.
There you go. Mm-hmm. Brock versus AJ, champion versus champion at Survivor Series. You know what?
I like this match more than I really thought about. I went back and watched it again, and it was a great story told match.
It ended up being a good match, yeah.
Yeah.
I don't care for it.
Better than it had any right to be, really.
Exactly.
With Brock, I should say. I mean, it's AJ. Second time on this list, New Day versus The Usos. SmackDown Good. Tag Team Championship match, SummerSlam kickoff show is a Good. Top five match of the year. What does that tell wow. you, WWE?
All their matches could be on that
yeah.
list.
Yeah, I was thinking about their Hell in a Cell match, and that one deserved to be on there, too.
Not in the top 25, but yes, they have all they have good matches.
Those guys cannot have bad matches with each other either.
Number three, Bate versus Dunn, NXT Chicago. Number two, Brock versus Roman versus Joe versus Braun, Fatal 4-Way Universal Championship match at SummerSlam. Oh, I know.
Number two.
Yeah, that is number two. Number one. Is John one of John's favorites? AJ versus Cena at Royal Rumble. So there you go. Let us know what's on your list. What's your number one? We are of course going to do our 2017 award show. We did our mid-year awards recently, so we'll marinate on this a little bit. Maybe mid-January.
Did AJ and Finn not make the list?
Yeah,
yeah, it was on there. Yeah,
it was there. Number,
oh, it was. All right, man. Yeah. I must have spaced out. All
right. Yeah, number seven.
Probably after you heard Braun and Big Show.
Yeah, because that was like almost. Yeah.
Yeah, probably.
That was two before
that,
it.
That one was marinating on me.
So yeah, let us know
how it happened.
Let us
like three entries.
Yeah,
let us know on Twitter or Facebook your favorite match of the year. Like I said, we will do our 2017 award show mid to end January to wrap up the year. Next week we will have our Wrestle Kingdom 12 preview show. We'll do predictions, run down the card, all of that good stuff for the last half of the show. Cover the week in wrestling in the first half, the usual pay-per-view event style that we do. And then a week after that, pretty much a week after that, we'll be live on YouTube talking about that very show as soon as it ends.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll just wrap it up then. Social media, if people want to find you or talk to you or wrestlers want to argue with you, Monroe, how can they do that?
Bring it. I am on Twitter at EofTheS_ENT. And I also have a Rinky Dink YouTube page at Eye of the Storm Entertainment.
There you go. John?
I am on Instagram and Twitter at XJohnNeve, and keep your eyes peeled because I have a article about Wrestle Kingdom 12 coming out very soon.
AtomicGeekdom.com.
That's right. The mothership.
There you go. and it should be noted in about a week and a half, I think everybody on this show will be on the Atomic Geekdom podcast for the Christmas party. So if you guys have never That's heard right. that podcast, you can have a good time listening to a lot of us be very drunk talking about very geeky things.
Yeah,
baby. Except me. I don't drink. Sorry.
Except for, yeah, probably not Monroe, but we'll see. Maybe we can get
it. I'll cover it. I'll take care of it for you. You're all right.
Yeah, drink.
Tom will have her drinks.
I got you, dog. I got you.
All right, Tom, you are on the social media, too?
I am on the Twitter machine at @skids_world.
There you go. And we want to invite you all to talk to us on social media, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, YouTube, all that good stuff. And from our little wrestling family to yours, Merry Christmas, Happy Hanukkah, all that good stuff. Any holiday you participate in this time of year, we hope you have a safe and happy holiday. And just positive things for this weekend and all that good stuff. And just be safe and have fun. And if it's snowing, travel safe, all that good stuff. Allow extra time on the roads if you're driving, if it's snowing.
Mm-hmm.
That's right.
This brought
quality
to you,
advice
brought to you by the Department of Transportation.
this PSA brought to you by.
No, but seriously,
see,
Mary,
folks, we look out for you here on Ringside Geek.
That's right. That's right.
We are the podcast that cares.
That's right. Merry Christmas, happy holidays, all that good stuff.
And I don't know if he's listening, but Cedric Alexander, you the man. Let's go.
I'm sure he's listening.
Way to make this all about you, Tom. I'm trying to close out the show with a happy holiday.
Let me give a shout out, please. I'm so sorry. I have to give a shout out to my new favorite wrestler. Sorry, Chase. Moose, you're amazing. Thank you so much. Moose, you're the man.
I was fist pumping.
All right. Merry Christmas, everybody. Even you, Moose. And you, you Chase. Merry Christmas. See ya.